The suitors burst into uproar all throughout the house when they saw their leader down. They leapt from their seats, milling about, desperate, scanning the stone walls, not a shield in sight, no rugged spear to seize. They wheeled on Odysseus, lashing out in fury. "Stranger, shooting at men will cost your life. Your game is over. You've shot your last. You'll never escape your own headlong death. You kill the best in Ithaca, our fine prince. Vultures will eat your corpse." Groping, frantic, each one persuading himself the guest had killed the man by chance. Poor fools, blind to the fact that all their necks were in the noose, their doom sealed. With a dark look, the wily fighter Odysseus shouted back, "You dogs, you never imagined I'd return from Troy, so cocksure that you bled my house to death, ravished my serving women, wooed my wife behind my back while I was still alive. No fear of the gods who rule the skies up there. No fear that men's revenge might arrive some day. Now all your necks are in the noose. Your doom is sealed." Terror gripped them all, blanched their faces white, each man glancing wildly how to escape his instant death. Only Eurymachus had the breath to venture, "If you're truly Odysseus of Ithaca, home at last, you're right to accuse these men of what they've done, so much reckless outrage here in your palace, so much on your lands. But here he lies, quite dead, and he incited it all, Antinous, look, the man who drove us all to crime. Not that he needed marriage, craved it so, he'd bigger game in mind, though Zeus barred his way, he'd lorded over Ithaca's handsome country, king himself, once he'd lain in wait for your son and cut him down. But now he's received the death that he deserved, so spare your own people. Later we'll recoup your costs with a tax laid down upon the land, covering all we ate and drank inside your halls, and each of us here will pay full measure too. 20 oxen in value, bronze and gold we'll give until we melt your heart. Before we've settled, who on earth could blame you for your rage?" But the battlemaster kept on glaring, seething. "No, Eurymachus, not if you paid me all your father's wealth, all you possess now, and all that could pour in from the world's end. No, not even then would I stay my hands from slaughter till all you suitors had paid for all your crimes. Now life or death, your choice, fight me or flee if you hope to escape your sudden bloody doom. I doubt one man in the lot will save his skin." His menace shook their knees, their hearts too. But Eurymachus spoke again, now to the suitors. "Friends, this man will never restrain his hands, invincible hands, now that he sees that polished bow and quiver. Look, he'll shoot from the sill until he's killed us all. So fight. Call up the joy of battle. Swords out. Tables lifted. Block his arrows winging death. Charge him. Charge him in a pack. Try to rout the man from the sill. The doors race through town and sound an alarm at once. Our friend would soon see he's shot his bolt." Brave talk. He drew his two-edged sword, bronze, honed for the kill, and hurled himself at the king with a raw, savage cry, in the same breath that Odysseus loosed an arrow, ripping his breast beside the nipple so hard it lodged in the man's liver. Out of his grasp the sword dropped to the ground. Over his table, head over heels, he tumbled, doubled up. Flinging his food and his two-handled cup across the floor, he smashed the ground with his forehead, writhing in pain, both feet flailing out, and his high seat tottered. The mist of death came swirling down his eyes. Amphinomus rushed the king in all his glory, charging him face to face, a slashing sword drawn. If only he could force him clear of the doorway now, but Telemachus, too quick, stabbed the man from behind, plunging his bronze spear between the suitor's shoulders, and straight on through his chest the point came jutting out. Down he went with a thud.